Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I am Some Guy.
Hello, Some Guy. I am the Bugman.
The Bugman. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, it's where we are now, and I'm, you know, I lose track of when these things are uploaded. I got to be honest. I don't pull my weight on this whole podcast thing.
Mondays is about
all I know.
Yeah.
So, but we are coming up pretty quick right now on school time.
Yes.
School is coming in session, and your wife is a teacher.
Yes, she is.
My wife is she's not a teacher, but her job is very much school schedule based.
Yeah.
So we're always thinking about it, and of course you can't go to the grocery store without school starting this and make sure you buy that.
Everything
or whatever.
Everything is school bus yellow decorated.
Exactly.
And all that. Yeah.
Well, and you know, this question, I'm assuming that this is a safe place. Like, I'm assuming I can say things.
Sure.
Without, you know, emotional harm before I really get into this.
Yeah.
But, the question is, if I'm trying to figure out an enhanced school supply list. So a school supply list that you go to school with, but an enhanced version that better prepares you for your school
experience. For the day-to-day experience of school.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like what they give out right now is not adequate. Like, it's not enough.
No.
You know,
it's just
the basic.
Bare bones.
Kids, bring a pencil.
Right.
Some snot rags or whatever it is.
And even though I remember going school shopping, and I remember buying pencils, and I remember buying all these things, or not me, but my mother, buying all these things, I still had to borrow pencils. So it's obviously not a definitive, complete list.
So what do you think would make the list better?
So going back to the safe place thing, I need to make a confession that I remember peeing in my pants.
Oh man!
When I was and I was not very old. I mean,
yeah.
I was young, but it was traumatic enough that I still remember it. So I don't. I think 15 or 14, somewhere in there. And it was, you know, in the middle of biology. We're talking about, you know, whatever, and it just hit me. I mean, when you gotta go.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, why don't they put bladders like the bladders that you can put on you, and like astronauts have them, and I think you can buy them when you go hunting.
Yeah.
That way, if you don't want to get up and go to the bathroom somewhere else,
you like, drain it later.
You just pee into the thing, and why is that not required on a school supply list?
You know, sometimes parents aren't that great at potty training and stuff. You know, you need a little bit of help, and you need a safety net or a handicap.
Exactly.
Sort of thing.
Exactly.
You know, so that you know, maybe your kid doesn't always make it to the bathroom,
and it'll be okay.
And listen,
it'll be fine.
I can attest. That whole thing back when we were kids, which is apparently a thing again now, where you'd wear like a long sleeve flannel to school and then you tie it around your waist.
Right,
that came in handy for me a couple times.
That's a good idea.
Spin it around to the front.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Somebody,
who cares?
Who's stale in here?
Yeah,
who's stale?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Hey, you guys see my flannel? Then you don't have to worry about it. Nobody can see the giant stain.
Exactly.
Eventually, the nurse smells it and sends you home.
Right.
Or at least in my experience, that's kind of the way
maybe,
that works.
Maybe you can hold off long enough to where it's not embarrassing and nobody's calling you out on it.
So, parents, a bladder for your children.
It's so obvious.
Parents who can't afford the bladder, a flannel for your children.
A flannel, yeah. Or a diaper at least.
A diaper could do it.
So what do you think?
Well, I've got an idea. And maybe this is sort of geared towards some of the older ones, getting on in years with school. I think padded arm guards, kind of like what you wear for soccer, like the shin guards, except for without the plastic bits.
Right.
On the front, and you have them on your arms, and they're nice and padded, kind of like that pillow top.
Yes.
Padding for mattresses, you
right.
know. That way, when you set your head down on your arms and you're going to fall asleep,
you can
fall asleep a little quicker. And you're at least comfortable.
Yep. Because it's going to happen. I mean, you're going to fall asleep.
Yeah. I mean, I did.
Yeah, I did
all
too.
All the time.
I did
High
too.
School was, you know, exhausting.
Apparently.
There was lunch, and then there was PE, and then there was some other stuff. Like there learning. Was between classes and switching yes, classes and stuff.
A lot of walking.
So, you know, and, you know, what was Spanish anyway? So you just kind of, you know, you just lay your heads down yeah. on your padded yep. arm guards and you're set, you just know.
Go to sleep.
You're set.
You know, that leads me into another idea as far as comfort. I enjoyed recess. I enjoyed playground time dude, or yeah. whatever. But can you imagine having your own, like instead of run being the first one to the jungle gym and claiming your spot or whatever, imagine if you had your own place to go. Like they have the, now they have these like emergency blow up rafts
yeah.
or these blow up, like what if you had a tent Ooh. That you just pull a string and
yeah. bloop,
you have a place where you can go and take your nap, or what if you want to drink your Capri Sun
mm-hmm.
in the shade yeah. in the tent, in the whatever.
You can fend off all the other kids just by putting your tent and claiming your spot.
Exactly. It's yeah. That is your spot now.
Yeah.
It makes things so much more efficient. You don't have to run all the way plumb to the other side of the playground. You can just lay claim right there.
Well, see, that's the thing. Whenever I was in the fifth grade,
yeah.
Wasn't in fifth grade. It's a little too old for this, but it was sixth grade. Me and a buddy were like, we were adamant about, we got to get to the swings, dude. We got to get to the swings as quickly as possible. And I was sixth grade, is kind of older, but it was still like, we spend the whole recess on the swings.
Yeah.
And so it was like, as soon as we get out of lunch, like Mad Max all the way there, we're tripping people, we're pushing people down, we're
it's
like,
so brutal.
We got to get to our swings.
Yeah.
You know, so we can just, you know, woo, yeah. go back and forth the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And it would have made such a difference.
Yeah.
Such a difference to bully a kid into going out there early and having a tent set up for us.
That's right.
Before, you know, so we don't have to go out and do it ourselves.
Yeah, that whole area now is claimed because you've got your fort set up.
You've got
your home
thing,
base.
And so now it's fine, you know. And you get to swing in peace and you know, nobody talks to you.
Exactly.
You can do those sweet tricks on the swing.
Yeah.
That the teachers don't want you doing because they're kind of like you break your neck kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a nasty spill once when I was, but whatever.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, it would have been much, much easier if you didn't have to rush out there and.
Right.
You could use that time fighting for it, playing on it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, when my wife first started where she's at now, she stayed sick constantly.
Yeah.
Like, working with kids is, I think we all know, is nasty.
Yes.
Nasty business. Like, I don't know how all that works, but... She stayed, something was always getting her coughing, sneezing, whatever.
Yeah.
So instead of...
It works because they share boogers and stuff. And they're,
yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
Right.
And some of them are wearing diapers to school still because their parents bought them bladders and stuff.
Well,
you know, bladders and diapers and whatnot, and they're fiddling with that and getting their...
Well, I can
see
everything. That. I mean, we have to excuse that.
Well, there's some of that.
But anyway, like I remember Kleenexes, like a box of Kleenexes being on the list.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we take that a step up? And while you're getting Kleenexes, why don't we get you the medical surgeon mask that kind of goes over your nose and mouth and latex gloves?
Sensible investments.
Yes, right. And I'm sure now it's different, but you know, now when you go into the hospital and you go out of a room, they have this pump, Germex or foaming soap. Like, we need to have that on their body at all times. That way they can just reach over, clean their hands, pop the gloves on.
Man, school kids get so germy and so nasty. Like, there should be like a delousing chamber or something.
Exactly.
Every time.
Coming like, in and out.
You ever seen Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
You seen that movie?
Yeah.
I'm not saying the kids gotta, you know, they can just stay with what they're wearing and all that. They don't have to go the full, you know, issue with that.
Exactly.
But like the powder.
Yep.
This solves two problems. Here's the teachers. This is add to your school supply list.
Get
some of that delousing powder.
Exactly.
And dude, just every time the kids are going through the door, you know, you can just kind of sprinkle on every kid. And let's just make this a law where it's like, all right, everybody's going to get cleaned
up. No big deal.
And then the kids you don't like,
just
let him have it. Just, you know, really go for it.
Yeah.
And when the kid starts coughing, just go, is the extra germs. You should get a breathing mask. You should get a breathing mask and latex gloves.
There you go.
It wouldn't hit you so hard.
Right.
The powder wouldn't work so bad.
It's
or work
your
so
fault,
hard.
Not mine.
You know, you germy.
That's right.
Nasty little kid. And then you're done. Then teachers, delousing powder on your school supply list.
Yeah. I mean, school does not have to be the awful place that it was.
No.
You know, it could be so much better if we had, you know, tents on the playground, bladders in your pants, and, you know, a mask on your mouth.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly.
All right. So, look, if you are an educator.
Yeah.
If you are working in a school district somewhere, or even maybe some of this even works for the college. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
At all levels of education, I believe that you can take from our enhanced school supply list.
Enhanced school supply list.
And really make a difference in education in the lives of these children. So if education is for you, if you believe that children are the future, you really should look to what we've had to say today. Maybe take none of the advice. Maybe take all of it. So...
Who are we?
Just some guy in the Bugman.
Figuring things out.
That's it.
That's it.